I really deserve it from you? You fooled me, I'm sorry. I love you, that's true. Do I really deserve it from you? I let you have your way, served at your command. Why show me the doorway? I can't understand. You're laughing, I'm crying, I'm nowhere, we're through. Do I really deserve it from you?
Gents, what will it be?
Pooh, give us a super squishy.
One that's made entirely out of syrup.
Entirely out... An all syrup super squishy? What's such a thing has never been done?
Just make it happen.
Oh dear.
She won't hold! She's breaking up!
All done. If you survive, please come again.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. pimples and braces. Pimples and braces. Tacos and t-shirts. Bongos and burgers. Rockin' and rumbles, baby. Bushwhacks and bandstands. Sideburns and switchblades. Milkshakes and muggins. Pimples and braces. Braces and pimples. Pimples and braces. It's a blast.
Far out.
Money don't follow brains. Oh, it don't follow. That was Free Association. Thank you for your participation right here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was a heck of a first portion of a program. Thank you all for your assistance in that free association / request episode. We'll do something similar to it again someday, I'm sure. I do get busy. Thinking of busy things about the show, don't forget, coming up on January the 9th, it's the Bee's Knees, music I acquired that was released in 2020. Some of my favorites, the best, most intriguing, I don't know. I never know how to talk about it. I never will, really. But it'll be the Bee's Knees, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Just imagine an episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, but everything came out this year. Whoa. What a weird little concept that is. But now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Of course, we also thank many members of the ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank for all of their assistance in helping put together the radio obituaries. And I don't mean just around the time of the radio obituary retrospective, when your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., puts together the poll. Well, actually, he gives you the poll. Our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, puts the poll together. Not just that. Year-round, you kids help. And I love you all for it. Thank you. So let us begin now with the initial, no. Let me now remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And now it's the initial radio obituary for Dame Barbara Windsor, the English actress best known for her role in the EastEnders as Peggy Mitchell. But of course, in addition to that, she was in many, many movies and theater productions. But my favorite little story is that back in 1954, I think it was, she was in Too Hot to Handle with Jane Mansfield. But Mansfield demanded that Barbara Windsor appear at the back of the scene that they shared, as she was worried that Windsor's blonde hair and large chest would overshadow her own. Now that is something to be known for. Barbara Windsor just passed away at 83. She's the initial radio obituary, and we're going to start off with a little something that we're going to send out to our Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish, certified genius. To him I say hi, bird, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm a cheeky sort of bird, got a lot of front, got a lot of neck, and oh, got a lot of armor. So I'm the little darling who gets the second glance, though I'm careful, I'm not icy, I never take a chance. Turn it up, turn it in, turn it all around, turn it any which way, but never turn it down. If you get an offer or a proffer or a shrug, don't say no immediately, you might turn out a mug. Might be dodgy, even podgy, could be cheeky, even cheap. Maybe naughty, could be faulty, might get very, very deep. Might be nothing, could be stabbing, oops, governor, you're tough. Never, never, never say no, fight off. I'm a cheeky little chick, got it all on top, got a lot below as well, got it where but I won't tell. I'm the little mystery that was full of cockney charm, though I never break a promise, I'll never come to harm. Turn it up, turn it in, turn it all around, turn it any which way but never turn it down. If you get an offer or a proffer or a shrug, don't say no immediately, you might turn out a mug. Might be dodgy, even podgy, could be cheeky, even cheap. Maybe naughty, could be faulty, might get very, very deep. Might be nothing, could be stuffing, oops, governor, you're itself. Never, never, never say no, fight off. Though I am a cheeky bird, really I'm quite straight. Like a good time don't we all sometimes slip but never fall. I'm the little Richard who knows where it all ends, and no money never tempts me, I'll do a lot for friends. Thank you.
Maybe you might turn out a mug. Might be dodgy, even pudgy, goofy, cheeky, even cheap. Maybe naughty, copy, faulty, might get very, very deep. Might be nothing, goofy, something, ooh, it's coming to yourself. Never, never, never say no, right off.
Initial radio obituary is for Al Cohen, the magician who ran the eponymously entitled Al's Magic Shop in Washington, D.C. It started out as a gift shop called the Oriental Bazaar on Pennsylvania Avenue, but eventually evolved into Al's Magic Shop. Yes, I have been there. Yes, I did meet Al. Not long. It was a brief encounter. I was probably asking about some random novelty. Who knows? But it was him. That's all I got. But so many people came through that shop. Presidents, Norman Schwarzkopf, Henny Youngman, Muhammad Ali, who dug the magic, by the way. So many celebrities, government officials, and the like. But Al Cohen, he gave thousands of performances in the Washington area, appeared at the White House 3 times, and had 2 separate stage identities. One was Alfred the Magician, and the other was Pernell Zorch, a bumbling comic illusionist in an ill-fitting wig pocket. He was known around the globe as the greatest magic demonstrator in the world. Al Cohen just passed away at 94. We want to thank our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, for hipping us to this one. He wanted to make sure it was not overlooked, not just because of the last name of Cohen, but for many other reasons, and we thank him for his assistance and suggestions in putting together the post-initial radio obituary for Al Cohen right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Fully, fully, crazy, crazy and cool. We'll give a bully, 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 bully. For every time we hear this music that is much. The cats will dig a solid groovy boogie woogie. For it's a rhythm set to music like a touch. We are all hip to fancy, wancy boogie woogie. Like all the squeak. It is impossible to watch. The mixed-up kids all seem to have 2 left feet. For them, this music is real cruel. The Zatch Cats, they tail, jig the spit, silent beat. Then bully and bull, they're crazy and cool. We are all hip to bouncy, wampy, boogie, woogie. For it has tempo set to music like a torch. So let's give a bully, 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 bully. This is the Boogie Wiggle Zorge.
I'm gonna tell you what it means.
I'm bully, 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 bully. I'm bully, 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 bully.
Zork means it's Edgar. Edgar means it's dimp.
Dimp
means it's in there. Like a summer out of school. Man, it's nervous. Nervous, that's the most. When some cat looks good to you, I'm bully, 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 boo. You'll be Zorch the most. Coast to coast,
bully, 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 bully.
My name is Rambo Garnish, the scourge of pneumonia, France. I drive a 1916 Jaguar pickup. At first, I couldn't afford a 1916, so I drove two 198s. Hear those kittens.
Kittens!
Not get cats.
Cats!
Really mixed up. They're gone, they're sent, they're crazy cool.
Zork!
Oh, it's threatened.
Threatened!
Means it's new. Take a nervous tip from me. I'm bully, 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 bully. Cats will know you're Zorch through and through. Bully, 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 bully.
Call me Captain Space, the planet man, the mad scientist, the Lord Crumb. I invented the built-in six-way wrist helmet for alligators. I could be the first cat to fly to Mars, except for one thing.
What's that? I'm the Flat Man!
Zork, ain't it nervous? Nervous, it's the most. When some cat looks dimp to you, bully, 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 boo. Cats will know ya, cats will know ya, cats will know ya, cats will know what? What is it?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank from Babyland. And the next radio obituary is for Karl Dahl, the German comedian, singer, and television presenter. He was the founder of the German comedy troupe Insterberg and Company, founded in 1967. He was the host of a hidden camera comedy show throughout the 80s into the 90s, and was generally beloved for his comedic talent in Germany. Karl Dahl just passed away at 79. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ach, die Armen, Frauen, die Armen.
Tanz ich dann mit scharfem Schritt.
Tanz er dann mit scharfem Schritt.
Dann ist jedes Girl vom Sinnen.
Dann läuft jede gleich von hinnen.
Gerne gingen sie alle mit.
Er denkt, sie gehen alle mit. Lieber
Karl, hör auf zu spinnen. Hey, hello, ich bin die größte Nummer. Hey, hello, ich bin ein Hauptgewinn. Alle Frauen sind von mir angeturnt, weil ich so schön und sexy bin. Hey, hello, ich bin der größte Hammer. Bei mir da liegt heute noch alles drin. Alle Frauen, die mich näher kennen, haben nur eins im Sinn.
Lass doch mal die dummen Sprüche.
Na, was heißt ihr dumme Sprüche? Haut bloß ab in eure Küche.
Na, was soll ihr in der Küche?
Kaffee kochen, versteht ihr mich?
Das verstehen wir leider nicht.
Gewinn. Alle Frauen sind von mir angetörnt, weil ich so schön und sexy bin.
Hey, hallo, du hast wohl einen Hammer.
Haut nur ab, ihr habt nur eins im Sinn. Lieber bleib ich heute ganz allein und bleib so wie ich bin.
Hey, hello, du bist die größte Niete.
Nein, 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 ich bin ein Hauptgewinn. Alle Frauen sind von mir angetörnt, weil ich so schön und sexy bin.
Hey, hallo, du hast wohl einen Hammer.
Haut nur ab, ihr habt nur eins im Sinn. Lieber bleib ich heute ganz.
The Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Bob Caliban. The former Screen Actors Guild New York president and veteran voice actor. He had a career that spanned 50 years of doing voiceovers. He did thousands of commercials, but was best known for his long-running role as the Tidy Bowl Man, the company's nautically attired spokesman. He had a starring role in the 1960s show on Broadway, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, also Ben Franklin in Paris and The Conquering Hero. He led many voiceover classes where he liked to tell his one favorite joke that characterized the five stages of an actor's career. Number one, who's Bob Caliban? Two, get me Bob Caliban. Three, get me a Bob Caliban type. Four, get me a young Bob Caliban. Five, Who is Bob Caliban? Bob Caliban just passed away at 87. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
God bless the human elbow. God bless it where it bends. If it bent too long, we'd be dry, I fear. If it bent too short, we'd be drinking through our ear. But it bends just right in the middle of the arm, not too loose, not too tight, as we lean on it each night, with a well-oiled kind of charm. With a well-oiled kind of charm.
Now, senor.
Have a sip, Monsieur Frank.
Ah, well.
When the brain won't tick, when the heart won't leap, when the stomach feels sick, when the foot's asleep, then we point, man and boy, as its wonders we employ, to that luckily knuckling anatomical joy.
Now, senor, I must go.
One more tiny drink, Monsieur Frank.
Oh, well, then one more. God bless the human elbow. God bless it where it bends. If it bent too long, we'd be dry, I fear. If it bent too short, we'd be drinking through our ear. But it bends just right in the middle of the arm, not too loose, not too tight, as we lean on it each night, with a well-oiled kind of charm. With a well-oiled kind of charm.
In vino veritas, hic, haec, hoc, hic, haec, hoc.
Bless it where it bends. If it bent too long, we'd be dry, I fear. Come, my friends, let us unbuckle our shoes and tread the grapes.
Ah, senor, a slippery business.
What's the national debt? It's a monster.
To your left, folks, is the Washington Monument. To your right, the White House. And over there, just beyond the Capitol, is the National Debt.
Whoa! Wow!
There's something huge, red, white, and blue, that's grazing in D.C. It's gobbling up the taxes that are paid by you and me. It doesn't seem to notice we really can't afford the billions that it's costing us to pay its room and board. It doesn't roam, but seems content to dwell on Capitol Hill. As long as trucks keep pulling up with tons of greenback bills, we've got to feed the big guy we really can't forget. It has an awesome appetite, Tyrannosaurus debt.
The debt was born in 1790 when our new government took over $75 million the colonies spent in the Revolutionary War.
We've got to feed the monster so it doesn't get upset. It's got an awesome appetite, Tyrannosaurus debt.
Alexander Hamilton, our first Secretary of the Treasury, he's on the 10, you know, wanted a federal debt to provide a reason to establish taxes to support our new nation.
The debt was young, they kept it small, they didn't know back then. In 1812, another war would make it grow again. By 66, the Civil War had cost the nation millions. The government in Washington now had a debt of billions.
The Civil War ran up a debt of almost $3 billion that still wasn't paid off by World War I.
We're spending money we don't have, or so it would appear. The deficit is that amount we overspend each year. Though congressmen and senators make vows to cut its size, despite their honest efforts, the debt just seems to rise.
Now the debt's over $5 trillion and still growing.
A balanced budget would be great to spend within our means and stop the monster in its tracks before we bust our seams. It feeds on just the interest its appetite is whet. It never ever stops to rest Tyrannosaurus debt.
And this is the U.S. Treasury. It sells treasury bonds, bills and notes, and savings bonds to finance the debt. The U.S. government promises to pay the owner interest plus the value of each bond at a future date.
We've got to try to tame the debt and bring it down to size. To let it grow unchecked like this is certainly unwise. The debt's a monster problem that we really can't ignore. I guess we should be grateful that it's not a carnivore. We got to keep on servicing our trillion-dollar pet. It's got a monster appetite, Tyrannosaurus debt. A fiscal misadventure with trillion-dollar dentures, Tyrannosaurus debt.
Meeting time is all the time.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have a radio obituary for Flor Silvestre, the Mexican singer, actress, and equestrian. She was one of the most prominent and successful performers of Mexican and Latin American music and was a star of classic Mexican films. Her career lasted more than 70 years and included stage productions, radio programs, records, films, comics, and rodeo shows. Flor Silvestre just passed away at 90. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Que Dios te perdone lo que has hecho a mi triste vida. Si al fin con tu ausencia por el mundo va perdida, ¿qué puedo pedirle si tú fuiste mi único anhelo? Y no habrá consuelo por toda una eternidad. ¿Qué hiciste de mi alma cuando yo adoraba? Con odio y desprecio me pagaste lo que te amaba. Amorcito santo, sé que nunca volveré a verte. Por ti sufro tanto el más grande y cruel dolor. Amorcito santo, sé que nunca volveré a verte. Por ti sufro tanto el más grande y cruel dolor.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for American avant-garde composer and poet Harold Budd. He was a respected composer in the minimalist and avant-garde scene of Southern California in the late 1960s and later became better known for his work with figures including Brian Eno and Robin Guthrie. He developed what he called a soft pedal technique for playing piano. Brian Eno called Budd a great abstract painter trapped in the body of a musician. Harold Budd just passed away at 84. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank from Babyland. And the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Malcolm Marmorstein, the American screenwriter and director known for writing many, many screenplays, including Mary, Mary, Bloody Mary, Whiffs, Pete's Dragon, Return from Witch Mountain. Oh, so many others. He also did a bunch of ABC weekend specials. He did episodes of Dark Shadows, Peyton Place, Night Gallery. He was busy. Malcolm Marmorstein just passed away at 92. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Beware this beauty. She's a beast.
Goddess of birth and death.
Lusting for blood. More vicious than the man-eating shark. She lives to kill.
Bring your drink with you. We drink together. Do everything together.
Mary, Mary, Bloody Mary. Why must your lovers die?
That was Arthur Jensen, businessman on a fishing trip in Mexico.
Behind a facade of beauty, the powers of darkness reached out. And this beautiful girl was programmed to murder. Death becomes a living thing. Mary, Mary, Bloody Mary, must all your lovers die?
Well, my people will be happy if I can just report this as an ordinary homicide without political implications.
A Mardi Gras of mirth.
Who are you? Let's go!
Of terror running wild. Bloody Mary will turn your blood to ice for the devil's cocktail.
The and penultimate radio obituary is for Howard Wales, the American keyboardist who worked in a wide variety of styles but is best known for his collaborations with Jerry Garcia in the early 1970s. He was also a session player for many other acts, including Ronnie Hawkins, Freddie King, James Brown, and the Four Tops. But he was adept at accompanying artists in other genres, including freeform jazz. Howard Wales just passed away at 77. It's the ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Baby,
Radio obituary tonight is for Tomas Mihaly, the Hungarian bass player known for his work with the Omega Ensemble, but he also composed a musical titled 56 Drops of Blood in memory of Hungary's 1956 revolution. He just passed away at 73. It's his penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hozzá el, hogy a recsed rop.